town, bag of wool, as long as he can get it to the next town. The Rambam learns pshat, there'll be difference. The Rambam says, we're not talking about delivering a letter to the next town. We're talking about delivering the letter to the post office in this town. In this town. So Beit Shammah say, you've got to give him time on Erev Shabbos to get to his destination. And Beit Shammah say, no, it's enough. Enough to where? Can't be enough. Say Beit Shammah, no. He's got to be able to get to the furthest house in town, to the furthest house in this town. Which means Beit Shammah are more machmir than Beit Shammai, in this case, according to the Rambam.
In this town, what's the melacha?
The melacha is that, you mean if the maestro is delivering a letter?
Yeah.
You mean,
what's the melacha?
You mean, because there's no problem of tchumin.
Yeah.
There's no problem of tchumin. If he is tchumin.
If he is tchumin.
Let's say maybe there's a melacha of a shor. Yeah. Whatever the melacha may be. Maybe there's a melacha of a shor. Admish, sayochit. So, Muktzeh the Rabbanon, I'm not sure if there's a problem in such an instance. But Tadam Malocha, we're talking about Amir and Noch, we're talking about Isma Malocha. Let's say it's over itself, which happens to possibly. So, according to Rambam, comes out that Beit Hillel are more machmir than Beit Shammai. Because Beit Shammai say, you have to get as long as he gets to his destination. And Beit Hillel say, no! He's got to get to the Beit HaSamah Tachoyma. He's got to get to the last house in town. Now, if you look at the boxes, I put Ches and Kuf, which is Ches is Chumra and Kuf is Kula.
So, why is Beit Shammai concerned about Mezek and Shlugla once it's in the sack with a thousand other letters?
So, this Mechze, the Mechze over here, is not a Maris Eindike Mechze. It's not like if I ask somebody to build my house to me on Shabbos, and the whole world can see, everybody knows it's my field, and everybody knows it's my house, then there's a problem of Maris Ayin. Here, it's not, the Mechze over here is regardless of other people. The question is, what does it look like in its own right? It's irrelevant of the Maris Ayin. That's why I didn't use the word Maris Ayin, because Maris Ayin is when I have a field or I have a house and everybody knows it belongs to me, that's Maris Ayin. Then it would make a difference. But here we're talking about Mechze, what does it look like in its own right? And Chazal were choshish not only for Shluchoi, but they were choshish for Mechze because Shluchoi. If it looks like he's Mashliach, irrelevant of whether other people can see it or not. So if you look at the Rishonim, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are consistent. They're consistent. When I stipulate a fee, then Beit Shammai are machmir, and they say you've got to allow in time to get to the destination. And Beit Hillel are makil even a minute before Shabbos. And when it comes to loikota, that I'm paying him per hour, then Zaita, Beit Shammai are consistent. They're always machmir, and they say you've still got to allow him to get to his destination. And Beit Hillel and Mekil, they say as long as you can get to the other town, as long as you can get to the nearest house, to the first house in the other town, it's fine. So according to the Rishonim, Beit Shammai are consistently machmir, and Beit Hillel are consistently Mekil. However, according to the Rambam, something very odd going on here. If I stipulate a fee, if I'm koitzer, then Beit Shammai or Machmir, and they say you've got to allow him time to get to his destination. Whereas Beit Hillel say, no, even a minute before Shabbat is fine, as long as I stipulate the fee. But when it comes to loikotas, box number 2 in the Rambam, when it comes to loikotas, I didn't stipulate a fee. Say Beit Shammai, as long as there is a fixed destination in town, then I'm allowed to send it on Shabbat, as long as he can get to his destination. But Beit Hillel are suddenly more machmir. They say, no, it's not enough to get to his destination. You've got to give him a chance to get to the last house in town. Bikash on the Rambam. How come, by kotzat, Beit Shammai or more machmir? And Beit Hillel are mekil. Whereas by loy kotzat, Beit Shammai or mekil and Beit Hillel are machmir. Are Beit Shammai machmir? Are Beit Hillel mekil? What's going on here? That's something that needs explanation. So, we have to ask ourselves such a question. What happens if, for example, this is not La Halacha, anyone who needs to know La Halacha should ask their Rav, but I'll give you an example. I have a car which is broken down, I want to send it to the mechanic, and it's a 3-day job. Now, a mechanic, let's say the mechanic had paid per hour, so he's not a kabbalan, he's not a contractor, he's a Sechir Yoim, I'm paying him on an hourly basis, I pay him per hour, I pay him for his hours, for his time. And it's a 3-day job, I take it to him on Wednesday, on Thursday, and he says, look, it's a 3-day job, I don't tell him that I want it back by Motzei Shabbos. As far as I'm concerned, let him start the whole job after Shabbos. Can I give it to him or can I not give it to him? He's a tchilyon. So the Braisa clearly says, the short Braisa, the first Braisa on number 3, you can send a letter with a goy on Wednesday and Thursday. Why? Because it doesn't look that anything's going wrong here. If you give something to somebody on Friday, Friday is a day which looks bad, doesn't look good. But Wednesday, there's no mechzeh on Wednesday, there's no mechzeh on Thursday, so I can give it to him, says the Braisa l'cha'ira. And that's why in the box of Rishonim, we have here Loi Kotas, Reviva Chamishi. You can give it to him on Wednesday, you can give it to him on Thursday, even if you didn't stipulate it, even if he's not a contractor, even if he's a paid worker and you pay on an hourly basis, and it's likely that the job will continue through Shabbos, it's mutter. Because he's not my shliach to do it on Shabbos, because as far as I'm concerned, let him start on Sunday. I didn't ask him to do it on Shabbos, I didn't tell him I wanted it finished by Shabbos. So the only problem is Mechzeh Kishluchot. He looks like Mashmiach. That's only on Friday. On Wednesday and Thursday, he doesn't look like Mashmiach. However, the Rambam is Cholik. And the Rambam says that the heter of Revi Chamishi, the heter to give something to a goy to do a melacha, if I give a goy a melacha to do on Wednesday and Thursday, and I didn't stipulate a fee, I'm paying him per hour for his time, it'll only be mutter if he can actually finish it by Shabbos. And if you can't finish it by Shabbos, hold the Rambam, it would be osur. I let him do it after Shabbos. True, he could do it after Shabbos. But I'm paying him for his time, for his hours. And as long as he's going to be working on Shabbos, I would have paid for those hours of Shabbos. And according to the Rambam, that would be a problem of shluchoy. It's not a problem of mechze anymore. It's a real problem of shluchoy. So, if I employ a goy on an hourly basis to do something for me which will take him into Shabbos, according to the Rishonim, as long as there's no problem of mechzeh, it's fine, because I didn't tell him that good to do it. So as long as he doesn't do it on Friday, if he keeps away from Friday, it's fine. If I don't tell him to do it on Friday, I tell him on Wednesday, I tell him on Thursday, it doesn't look bad anymore, it's fine. But according to the Rambam, because it's likely he'll go through to Shabbos, therefore it's a real problem of shliach, because I'm paying him for his hours and I'm paying him for Shabbos hours, and then there's a problem of shliach. He is my shliach to do a melacha for me on Shabbos.
If I tell him not to work on Shabbos, he's out.
Sorry?
If I tell him not to work on Shabbos, he's out.
If I'm dafka, if I'm telling him not to work on Shabbos, so I'm telling him, of course, if I'm giving him, so if you give it to him on, if you give it to him on Friday, and it's mechzei kishluchoy, then it would be a problem. But if you give it to him on Wednesday, and you tell him, even if you don't tell him not to work on Shabbos, according to the Rishonim, if I give it to him on Wednesday, and I don't say anything to him, as far as I'm concerned, he can start after Sunday. Therefore, it would be fine. But according to the Rambam, if I'm giving it to him on Wednesday, and I know that it's going to take him into Shabbos, then it's a problem. It's a problem of shluchoy, if he's going to work on Shabbos. If I ask him, tell him not to do it on Shabbos, and he does it, that's mamash adat in nafshi. Because I can't force him not to work on Shabbos. I can tell him, as far as I'm concerned, you're not employed by me on Shabbos. I'm not paying you for Shabbos hours. If he does not Shabbos, that's his problem. But I didn't pay him for Shabbos hours. If I give it to him Wednesday, and I didn't stipulate, I didn't say, give it to him Wednesday, it's a 3-day job. Therefore, it's likely if we run into Shabbos, according to the Rambam, that would be a problem of Shabbos. So we have, according to the Rambam, there's a basic difference between Kotsas and Loi Kotsas. Whether you stipulated the fee, whether he's a contractor, and whether he's a schilyoin, he gets paid per hour. Of course, if you're kotzer, then there never is a real problem of shluchoy. There's only a problem of mechzeh. When it comes to the problem of mechzeh, then beis shamay or machmir and beis hillel or mekil. But by loy kotzer, when he is a schilyoin, and paying him for the hour, then according to the Rambam, it's not just a problem of mechzeh. He really is my shliach, because I'm paying him for his hours, and I'm paying him for Shabbos hours. If he really is my shliach, then if there's a chance it'll run into Shabbos, then it's osur. And in such an instance, it will be swapped around. Beit Hillel will be Machmir and Beit Shammai will be Mekel. But according to the other Rishonim, whether I'm koitet, whether I'm not koitet, it's always Mechze. It never really is my Shliach. Even if he's going to run into Shabbos, that's not my problem, because I'm concerned let him start after Shabbos, and therefore Reviv HaChamishi is Mutter. And that's why, according to the Rishonim, the Shammai and the Tiller are always consistent, whether he's koitet, whether he's loy koitet, because in all cases, there never really is a problem of Shliach, it's always a problem of Mechzei Kishliach. Which would come out. And this we need to see, because if I ask a goy to do a job for me, which will take 3 days, and I pay him on an hourly basis, I pay him as a tsriyoy, and I know that it's going to run into Shabbos, or it's likely to run into Shabbos, I didn't tell him to finish it by Motzei Shabbos. So I'm concerned, let him start on Sunday. Can I give it to him to do? An example, if I give my car to the mechanic, somebody told me yesterday, it could be that a mechanic is always considered a contractor. May not be considered a tchilyon, even though on actual bill, he charges per labor, he charges per hour. But it could be that's just a way to break down the bill. But in a case where he's definitely a tchilyon, he's definitely paying per hour, rather than like a dry cleaner where I contract him to do a job for me. In such an instance, if I give it to him on Wednesday or Thursday, and I know it's going to run into Shabbos, it's likely to run into Shabbos, then according to the Rishonim, it would be Muta, because as far as I'm concerned, let him start the whole job on Sunday, therefore he's not my Shliach. I, Mechdei Kishluchon is only on Friday, not if I give to him on Wednesday or Thursday, where you don't see Shabbos nearby at all. That would be according to the Rishonim. But according to the Rambam, that there's a real problem of Shliach by a Tchir Yoin, even though he could start the whole job on Sunday, then it would be also. It would be also to give the car to the mechanic on Wednesday or Thursday, because it's likely it's going to run into Shabbos, and I'm paying him per hour, so I'm paying him Shabbos hours. Now, the Mechaber, Halacha Lemaisa, paskens like the Rambam. So paskens the Mechaber. The Ramah, by Igeris, this is by letter. The Ramah is moided to the Mechaber, the Mokoim She'ein Tzorech, he's moided to the Mechaber, and he passes back to the Rambam, which means that I can't send a letter on Wednesday with a goy if I know that he's going to do the Melacha over Shabbos. So passes the Rambam. However, the Magen Avraham asks a stira in Ramah. When it comes to Igeris to letters, the Ramah is moided to the Mechaber, and he paskens like the Rambam. However, when it comes to anything else, to any other sort of shlichus, for example, Kein Lekoivet or Oilet Abdon, where you'd be paying him per hour, where you'd be paying him as a Tchiryoin, there the Ramah is Mekil, like the Rishonim, that even if it's going to run in to Shabbos, as long as I give to him on Wednesday and Thursday, and there's no problem of Mechzei, he's Matir. And the Magen Avraham asks the contradiction theory in Ramah. The Magen Avraham answers, there's a basic difference between a letter and anything else. A letter, when you give the Shliach a letter, it's as if you're telling him, I want the letter delivered. Generally, people want letters delivered as soon as possible, and therefore when you give him the letter and you say to him, go, you're telling him to go now, and therefore, in such a case, the Ramah is Machmir, like the Mechaber who passes like the Rambam. Regarding anything else, he's Mekil. So regarding a car, for example, there he's Mekil, like the Rishonim, that as long as I give it to him on Wednesday, even if it goes to run on to Shabbos, it's Muta. It's come out, Machlokes, Mechaber, and Ramah, regarding a type of job, not a letter, and he's definitely a Tchir Yoim, I think, to Al, would come out of Machlokes, Mechaber, and Ramah, be an Askemina, whether you're an Ashkenazi or Sfarazi. An Ashkenazi, passing like the Ramah, therefore, we can be Mekil, the Revi of the Chamishi, even though you know it's going to take you into Shabbos, and according to the Mechaber, Sfarazi, passing like the Mechaber, would be Machmir, like the Rambam, that the Revi of the Chamishi is Otter, unless he can actually finish the job before Shabbos.